Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Tuesday, the 29th of June day. I expect there's people running around their kitchens perpetually singing It's Coming Home, particularly after last night. Morning, Scotty boy.
Aha! Morning, Ian.
Oh my good God. Honestly, I wish you guys could see, like, every day it's like a different sort of surreal experience. He's got on today a yellow tie with a sort of, I don't know what, magnolia coloured shirt, an Under Armour khaki baseball cap, and then I want to call it a suit jacket, but I don't really know what it is. It genuinely, as I said to him when it came on, it looks like something. For those of you of my age who will remember Giant Haystacks, it looks like he's nicked Giant Haystacks' coat off him. I mean, he's drowning in it. He's absolutely swallowing him, and I'm actually lost for words this morning because you
Well,
have
the
got a
people on the
very,
pod are
very,
seeing something for the first time
you've
or
got a
hearing it.
very, very varied wardrobe, son. I have to say, I do. I should actually take some screenshots and put them up on Twitter when we do this so people can see. But
I'm liking your orange. You know I like orange.
a bit of burnt orange, son. A bit
Yeah.
of burnt. For Sam Cassidy, it's a burnt orange, Ralph. I've rang you. I don't know how many days we've done this now. What are we on? We've probably done 16, 17, something like that at
Maybe.
least. What have I had on every day?
You've had a different colour each day, Ralph Lauren polo.
That's it, son. There you go. See, it's all you need. It's all a man needs in life. There's a few Ralph Lauren polos and you're set.
A few hundred.
Right, last night, son, we've got to talk about it.
Yeah.
Quite unbelievable. Both games saw 101 favourites turned over. Both games saw exactly the same pattern. Underdog goes 1-0 up, favourite gets to 3-1, and late goals. To see it once, the Spain Croatia game was incredible.
It was.
And when France went 3-1 up, Pogba's strike was fantastic, was absolute.
Oh, it was.
Green all over Calcio Cassini. He actually put, oh, we've seen this pattern. Where have I seen this pattern before? And of course, there'll be lots of geniuses who've laid low prices claiming they knew what was
Oh,
going to
yeah.
happen and it was value and this, that, and the other. But
Of course.
I certainly didn't think we were going to see that. And I mean, my big takeaway from the France game, well, I've got two, is one, Mbappe under Emery and Tuchel ends up a World Cup winner. 6 months under Poch, he looks fucking like he's never played
Yeah,
before, doesn't
his end product wasn't good.
he? He looks like he's never played. I mean, when he went up for the penalty, I said to Sam, I said, he's going to miss this.
And I said exactly the same, didn't I?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm sure a few of us did. I mean, I was absolutely stunned. But Xhaka, what was that? I mean, he got his booking, but he looked like Glenn Hoddle.
Yeah, he looked a different player, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I spend pretty much every week of the football season ribbing Arsenal fans about when he's in the team. Because when I don't watch a lot of Arsenal, but I go to the North London derbies. I have watched games like Arsenal Chelsea on a Sunday afternoon, whatever. And he just looks terrible every time.
Yeah.
Just ch charges around like a nut job, fouling people and giving the ball away. Last night, the passes he was making were, I mean, the pass for the goal,
Fantastic.
for the last goal, was just
Yeah.
sublime. But I put in the Telegram group, I knew Swiss had a chance once old lead boots Sissoko came on.
Yeah, they said I found the ball.
I mean, did you see that? I mean, well, he didn't track Xhaka for that third goal. He's
Yeah.
like, he should have come back and he didn't. He's just useless. But then that shot he had,
Oh my God.
I don't know. I mean, they talk about, I heard Roy Keane talking about Ronaldo before the Portugal game, and he said the one thing he likes about him, or his biggest asset, is his football brain.
Yeah.
I don't know what goes through Sissoko's mind on a football pitch. I genuinely, I mean, the Spurs fans sort of fell in love with him for a period, but I've been, as I always am, fairly consistent and opinion. He is absolutely fucking useless. I didn't even realise, genuinely, he was in the France squad until I saw him still on the touchline, and I thought, what the fuck are they doing bringing him on?
All the players that missed out that are probably good enough to go in most squads missed out, and he got in.
He is garbage. But I mean, it was brilliant. I think the tournament's been good. It'd been the odd bad game, but those two games last night were absolutely brilliant.
They obviously livened up the knockout stages, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Spain giving up the lead, but they did go on and win, and a great goal. You know, we've criticised Morata, but a great strike by Morata.
Took it very well.
But France, I mean,
strange performance.
I did have a feeling. I mean, it was just a feeling. You know, I didn't bet on anything. Just had a feeling that when it got to full time, that they were going to go out. I just thought.
Yeah, I did when it got to penalties.
They haven't looked great, and we've sort of said every time they've played, oh, they've got it in them to step up. Yeah. Which they did for 20 minutes. You know, there was 20 minutes there after Lloris saved the penalty. When they looked absolutely super.
Galvanised, and it's like the kick up the butt they needed.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen Lloris save a penalty like that. It was against Aubameyang, against Arsenal at Wembley. Just brought back a lovely memory for me, that did.
It was a good save.
But the penalty, look, he's dreadful in the shootout. He just sort of, I know he got near one, didn't he? But the others, he just sort of falls on the floor like a, but yeah, and obviously for England fans then, the reality that, oh, you know, beat Germany. You've got a fairly easy path in. You know, Denmark won't be easy if we meet Denmark, no. I think. But and France are gone. Netherlands are gone. Portugal are gone.
It's opened it up.
It's opening up for old Gareth to fuck it up monumentally again.
So I think someone said Spain. I haven't looked. Spain are maybe favourites now.
Yeah, Spain, yeah, because obviously they're through. I think if England win tonight, they might go favourites. And I think if Germany win, then they'll be joint favourites. You know, it'll be if England win tonight, I think they'll be clear favourites. If Germany win, Germany, Spain, Italy will be much of a match, I think. Interesting insight into human behaviour, though. This is the sort of thing that intrigues me about gambling. And on that note, I did summer school content for you. So for
I people, was just watching it when you rang me.
And the 3-3 in today's games, the Sweden game was trading at about 130, 140 and has been backed into 100. And the England game, 3-3, was about 100 and has been backed into 70. as you can see, the mindset of people that who were 3-3, it might happen again. And I'm sure there's some people who would have laid France late based on what happened in the early game.
Oh, I'm sure they would have.
And fair play to them. You know, they'll have filled their boots. Both, as I say, both done at 101. But so I posted summer school. And all I'll just say before we get into the football, ultimate members, existing members, if you could renew in the next couple of days, I will be then opening places to other people from Friday. And I have said to the summer school guys, if anybody wants it, there's a link on the page now. They can have priority. Just as obviously, hopefully, setting them up to punt well through the season. Right, let's get into it. 5 o'clock game, England versus Germany.
Oh, is that the first game today, is it?
Yeah, it's the first game.
All right.
Yeah. then the Swedes and the Ukraine can bore us all to sleep. Right, England are favourites. 2.56. Draw is 3.45, away is 3.1. I do agree. I mean, obviously, our age group, we are pretty much scarred by these encounters.
Yeah.
Being on the hands of, obviously, Southgate missing a penalty and numerous defeats. Do, obviously, the Heskey game when we beat them 5-1 over there. And the shocking when Lampard's goal didn't count and they then beat
them.
I mean, that did. I was raging for days on that. And then they obviously beat us 4-1. I think the most recent game was a draw between the two. Germany really good against Portugal.
Yeah,
not very good in the other two games. Always felt they were going to get the goal against Hungary. Personally, I did genuinely think. I never at any stage thought they weren't going to get it. But if you look at their back line, and this is where there could be a rage, and you're going to have to fill me in on how this game goes because I'm still in my
I would definitely do that.
Abstaining watching the fraud. I will probably be doing summer school content 5 while this game is on. But Germany's back line, when you look at it, is pretty piss poor. You know, you look back at their last you know, not just this tournament, but 12 games. They let in two against Hungary. They've let in two against Portugal. Latvia scored past them. Macedonia got two past them. Spain got six past them. Switzerland got three past them in October. If he does not go at this team tonight,
yeah,
genuinely, if they don't, if they end up getting beat, England, and they get beat because he hasn't had a go, he should honestly just hand in the old fucking waistcoat and fuck off. That is my view. I'm not saying they should win the game, but he's got
to give it a go.
He's got to go at this German team.
Yeah.
The back line is where they're weak.
Yeah.
They have looked like they may have some injury concerns. Don't know. They're saying Rudiger, who I don't think is that great anyway, but he's got a cold and might not play. Another player who's got a cold. Gundogan's got a cranial bruising. So they may have to make some changes. I think Sane's going to get replaced by Müller. I mean, Sane's looked piss poor for me. I like Sane. I thought he was good.
Yeah, I do.
But he's not looked in the games I've watched top. I think it's going to be one of those. I genuinely, I mean, because you do go into them, our age group scarred. I think if England ever go, they win the game.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't trust Southgate to let England ever go. We're going to play these two holders. You know, we've scored two goals, conceded none. Don't think that I don't want them to win, because I desperately want them to beat the Germans.
I don't think you think that.
You know, when you look at the draw, it is a fantastic opportunity for England to get to a final in their own country.
Yeah.
And then anything can happen, you know, whoever you play. And if he beats Germany, there are no excuses. And I think he's got to go. This is the game. He's got to go and have a go. I agree the young players aren't scarred by that. So, you know, whilst it might be talked about, it's not something they've experienced.
No.
So I think if England ever go, they win the game. For me, it's a goals. I do think we'll see goals. So I am just going to have my standard over 1.5. If it's 0-0 20 minutes, I do expect we'll see a cagey start. I can't see England flying out the blocks. So if it's 0-0 20 minutes, I will back over 1.5 goals, 20-27-35. Remove liability on a goal. If it comes too late, then I'll let it run and hope we get the second. I don't think the 3-3 backers are going to be seeing any money tonight.
No, I don't.
Could well go to penalties. I see a 1-1, 2-1 England, something like that. Maybe 2-1 Germany. But I do think if England ever go, I think they've got the players that can get at that back line of Germany and score goals. But if the Germany turn up that play Portugal, we could see a completely different game.
Yeah, we could.
So, yeah, that's me there over 1.5. So I'm interested in your views on it.
You may not be. I start on England. England top the group with 7 points, winning two games, 1-0, and drawing the other 0-0. And history makes as with just two goals scored. Yeah, history makers as with just two goals scored. They're the lowest scoring side to top a group in Euro Championship history. They have not been impressive in all three games, even though by all accounts they were better in the first half last time out when they beat the Czech Republic. Interesting that is their first game where they failed to have a single shot in the second half since October 2018. And in fact, their last shot was on 26 minutes by Harry Kane. They are not an adventurous team here so far and very defensive. Raheem Sterling has been directly involved in 20 goals in his last 19 internationals, scoring 14 and assisting 6. England have lost their last four Euro knockout matches, despite scoring inside 5 minutes of three of them. And three of the four defeats came via penalty shootouts. Head-to-head shows the last four meetings were friendlies, and three of the four saw one goal or less. And the last competitive meeting was in the 2010 World Cup, and Germany won that 4-1 in the last round, the first round of knockout games, around first of 16. As far as Germany, Germany came second in their group on 4 points, having lost to France, beating Portugal and scoring four, and then last time out, only getting a 2-2 v Hungary. They are quite unpredictable currently. The 1-0 defeat to France, they had good chances to score, but you always felt France would have gone up the gears, which it sounds funny now, if they did get back level. Against Portugal, they were fantastic and could have scored a few more goals, but also could have conceded more too. And then last time out, the 2-2 v Hungary was hugely unpredictable, and they were nowhere near the level they showed v Portugal, which is what you've said. Also, not forgetting they lost to Macedonia, like you also said, in March, and were hit for six by Spain in the National League game in November. They're like a bag of rebels currently, and you're unsure what you're going to get from them. On a side note, for me, it's always the soft centres, much like Quality Street, Roses, etc. I know, looking at me, you're probably thinking I hardly ever eat chocolate, but I do, and yeah.
I'm told you like a bag of rebels.
Yeah. Which is like an advert.
It's getting more surreal by the minute. We're having commercial breaks for Rebels now.
As for the game, it's a no-bet game for me. Neither can be entirely trusted, and I'm happy to just watch the game. If Germany play like they did for France and Portugal, they will certainly win this game. If we play like we have so far, if they play like they did for Hungary, we would have a decent chance for sure. I would love for Southgate to surprise us, not play two whole midfielders, let the wing-backs play with freedom and attack and create chances for Harry and take the game to them and give it a go. But I'm unsure if he's going to or not, so I'm quite happy to just follow yours as normal.
I'm not unsure. If Southgate doesn't play two holders, I will get myself down Greg's the Baker's in the morning and ask to serve sausage rolls for the day.
Yeah, he always certainly will, won't he? Yeah.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if he threw a third one in there.
Yeah.
He certainly won't be playing one.
No. And maybe we find out why he brought four right wing backs. Maybe they're all going to play.
Yeah, and this is the one thing with this game, which I'm not going to say I don't want to watch it, because I would. I'm interested to see if England are under the cosh, if he's got the ability to change it, because that's my big thing with him.
I think
his in-play game management is absolutely horrendous. I think
I agree.
Clueless. So I'm intrigued to see when he finds himself in that sort of situation. And this could be a game tonight where he does. You know, if they're 1-0 down with half hour to go, or if they're 1-0 up trying to protect a lead and the Germans look like they're getting into the game. I mean, I'm intrigued to see what he does. You know, even reading what's gone on now, you know, he's made subs that people sort of, you know, and I know it's just the public watching and everybody has their favourite player, but, you know, he's taken Foden off apparently when he was playing really well and others aren't. So I'm really intrigued to see how that goes. But yeah, I think if England ever go, they win the game, but I just don't.
Oh, yeah, I do. I agree.
I'm not sure.
If they will is for me.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I'm not sure if they will. But, you know, you look at the half of the draw, Ukraine, Sweden, Denmark. You've just got a fantastic chance to win this game. And you've got to say if they win this game, they should get to the final.
Yeah, I agree. And I really like your approach on it. So I will definitely be doing that myself as well.
Yeah. So then we come to the 8 o'clock game, which is Sweden versus Ukraine. And I said the other day, I just want Sweden to win just because of that before. I mean, Ukraine have got there with 3 points, negative goal difference. They actually got there because Sweden scored a late winner in there, which I think I read somewhere that the Ukrainian football fans put up a half Ukrainian and half Swedish flag in front of the Ukrainian embassy or something, saying thank you, because it was the Sweden goal that got them through, and then they end up meeting. Sweden are actually on a decent run of form.
They are.
In the calendar year, they're now 8 unbeaten. I just saw Ukraine were desperate the other day. One of the worst football performances that I have seen. And as I said, the morning after, just Shevchenko looked like a rabbit in headlights. He just stood there, just looked blank-faced, didn't really know what was going on. And I can't believe that the tactic was to play for 3 points and hope. I just can't believe that was it.
That's certainly how it looked, didn't it, that night? They didn't up it a gear when they went behind or anything.
Yeah. You look at Ukraine, you know, they don't really keep many clean sheets. You know, Australia scored, Macedonia scored, Holland scored. They did have clean sheets against Cyprus and Northern Ireland, but they're not talking massive, you know, giants of the game, as I said, coming into the tournament. Finland scored against them, Bahrain scored against them, Kazakhstan scored against them, Germany put three past them. Poland. So you look back, there's absolutely no way I can't see Sweden scoring here.
No, nor me.
I do think Sweden are going to win the game. Sweden have had a, you know, a bit of rest. They've got all full strength team by the sounds of it. I think this is going to be a tight start and a 2-1 sort of game to Sweden. So I'm going to play. I thought the over 2.5 goals here looks huge at 2.56.
I couldn't agree more.
So I am going to back the over 2.5 goals on a third on kickoff, a third on 8 minutes, and a third on 15 minutes. So you're fully matched up within 15 minutes. If a goal goes in, I will let the market just sit and hope that I get the second goal before I get back to my average odds entry. If I don't, then I'll scratch it. If I get the second goal, then I'll green up. If it is 0-0 at half time, I will play over 1.5 at half time as well. And I will play that half stake on the kickoff of the second half, half stake on 55 minutes. And I will remove liability on that if a goal goes in. I do feel we're going to see a slow start in this one. Sweden, I think, will feel their way into the game. But I think England, if they have a goal, win. And I think Sweden will win this tonight. But given my performance for outright winning bets with France last night and whoever it was the other day, I can't remember. Dutch, was it? Who did I back the other day that got beat? Can't remember.
Portugal?
No, I can't remember two singles I've done. But I've said back the home team. And
And might have been Italy, but that was unlucky. Of course it was.
Italy and France. I'm not going for the hat trick, so I'm just going to play the goals markets. Over to you, son.
Right, okay. I'll start in the Ukraine. Ukraine finished third in the group on 3 points and with the fourth best of the third place teams, and how they made it through to the round of 16. They lost to the Netherlands and Austria and beat North Macedonia. The performances in their final game in the group game, as we've already said, was strange. They needed a draw for a high chance of making through to knockout stages, but they went behind after 21 minutes, yet barely played with any urgency after that, and seemingly gambled they would make it through to the route they did, and just one shot on target. And okay, it did work out, but they were pretty lucky being the only side to make it through on 3 points from third place teams, and needed so much to go their way. This is their first ever knockout game at Euros as an independent nation. Six of their last eight competitive games have seen both to score land, and that includes two from three here so far. Ukraine have won just three of the last 12, but not in great form, as you've already said. As far as Sweden somewhat surprisingly came top of their group on 7 points above Spain, having drawn with them and then beat Slovakia and Poland. In a 3-2 thriller in the final game. That scoreline really surprised me, as they're not the most adventurous of teams usually, and I thought they may just play out for the draw, but they still went for it even when Poland went 2-2, and deserve credit for that and a very good win. This is their first knockout appearance since 2004. They are so tough to score against and have kept a clean sheet in six of the last eight internationals, including two here. At the other end, they have been very clinical here in three games so far, having scored four from their eight shots on target. Their last meeting with Ukraine was at Euro 2012 in the group stages, and Ukraine did win that 2-1. Sweden have won seven and drawn one of the last eight, as you've already said, and confidence has to be high for this game, as Ukraine have just won three of 12, as I've already mentioned, and they were only against Northern Ireland, Cyprus and North Macedonia, which you said again. My selection is on the same lines as yours, which I like. I'm going, because the price is so good, on match goals over two, the goal line, meaning only two goals will get our money back. 1.87 the exchange, 1.84 Pinnacle, 1.81 Bet365 and Marathon. Sporting Index go 2.15 to 2.35, so they're going low, but you're still to buy on that, you need three. Sweden's last 20 competitive games played has seen an average of 2.85 goals. Six of the last 10 have saw this land, and seven of them saw money back as a minimum. That does include the three group games, of course, and the Spain game that ended 0-0 but should have seen a few, and a couple for Sweden, but for poor finishing. Ukraine in their last 20 games averaged 2.7, and away their games regularly see goals. And in the last 10, which includes the Euros, this selection has won 8 times and money back in one of the others. And the one game that saw one or less was the Austria, where they were awful. So, yeah, I like that you've done goals because I like it as well.
Okay, son. I'll cue the 0-0, but I'll be very surprised, personally. I don't want to watch it because I'll be annoyed at myself if Ukraine play like they did the other day. But I want to watch
they
it.
Can't
fact,
do.
I can't believe that they will do. No, I mean, I honestly thought they was just desperate the other day.
They were.
Yeah, I just thought it was awful. Imagine last night, there'll be people listening to this last night who chose to watch Andy Murray at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Getting all, oh, Andy, because he's back. Bollocks to all that. And then there'll be people, Dio, Statsbet, and a few of the others, that little gang, who watch Love Island, I expect.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because, my daughter's home and she watches that on her laptop. So
she does, does she?
Yeah. Which kind of explains a lot, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
I took the dog for a walk and started questioning where I went wrong as a parent this morning after finding that out last night. Kind of that another bit of me died as I was walking down.
Yeah, hopefully you kept Ari away from her laptop screen.
Yeah, another bit of me just I thought, where is she? Because she has watched a couple of the football games. And she was up in her bedroom watching that on the old laptop.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so my life.
If Julie watched that, you'd be out.
Oh well, I'm much the same. I mean, when they were young, I mean, obviously things have sort of ramped up to sort of steroid level. But when they were young, it was Big Brother, I think.
Oh yeah.
Was that the first one of these sort of nonsense things?
I can't deny I did watch Big Brother.
Yeah, well, I banned it, and I used to, they did want to watch it because obviously all their schoolmates, and I did just used to ban it and say, I'm just going to cut the plug off the TV if you put that shit on. But Jack has sort of followed that lead and doesn't, but Jodie sort of thought, give a bit of rebel in her. Oh, well, I'll rebel and I will
did
watch.
Did you say rebel or rebel?
Not rebel. Fucking he's holding up his pack of rebels. This is like, you know, like Ronaldo with the Coke bottle moving it. Rebel's shares are dropping like hell now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mars are losing value as we speak once this podcast comes out. If you eat a few of them, you might fit into that jacket.
I plan on eating them all.
You're sharing with Julie, obviously.
Well, she'll get the non-soft centres, yeah.
What do you mean the non-soft centres?
Well, I like the soft centres. I don't like the others.
So what are you classing as? We're going to have revels. I mean, can you believe how low this podcast has got now? We're discussing the centres of revels.
This used to be
a respectable podcast. The toffee ones are the best.
It's
the
funny. I like Maltesers, but I don't in here.
Listen to yourself. Listen to what you're saying. I like Maltesers, but if you put them in a revels bag, I don't.
Oh, well, yeah, because I prefer the orange.
Oh, what are you doing on this podcast? What are you on about? Either you like a Maltese or you don't. And the toffee one is the best revel going.
Yeah, if you like hard centres, yeah.
Well, it's toffee. It's not. You're not eating a brick, are you? It's a bit of toffee.
Yeah, but I've got to be careful with my teeth.
You got false teeth?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
That's why it is then. So, oh, my good God. Oh my. It's like... I've just had my own Bond villain. It's like Jaws. Fucking hell. What is going on? It's getting worse. Sorry, guys. We're meant to be doing football. What are we doing? We're now just having a fucking nonsense.
That's what the edit button's for.
No, this is all going in like that song yesterday. I don't even know what that noise was. It sort of sounded...
I just thought you said that you were going to edit it out. So I actually regret it, didn't I, Duke? Because I said you were going to do... You know, the country and western.
He's absolutely... I might be back to doing these on my own, guys. He's absolutely lost it, the boy. Apparently that was country and western.
Well, you know, the spaghetti western with Clint Eastwood.
You sound like I imagine a sort of walrus eating its young sounds.
Could you edit that bit out?
No, I'm leaving it. Everything's staying in today. I haven't got time to edit. I've got a crack on. I've got files to get ready for Ultimate for the new season. So that is my week. So I haven't got time to fanny around with you. Right. Good luck to England. Genuinely, I mean it. We'll find out whether South fraud has improved. Enjoy the football tonight. I'm going to tell you now before you jump on. I'm going to make two predictions. You won't see any 3-3s and you won't see any 101s turned over. I'll speak to you tomorrow, Scotty boy, after you've eaten your revels.
You won't.
Huh?
You won't.
Why?
With no games tomorrow.
You're an idiot. You're a fucking idiot. Right, I'll speak to you. I'll speak to you Friday. Right.
Oh, yeah, we actually will be talking, but yeah.
Yeah, there won't be a podcast Wednesday or Thursday. We'll be back Friday. We've got Switzerland v Spain and Belgium versus Italy. You're a fucking idiot. Right. Arrivederci. See you later.
Arrivederci. Bye.
Bye.